This is Food Talk for Health, because you really are what you eat. Here's your host, Tonia King.
My guest today is Dr. Pamela Nathan, and Dr. Pam is the creator of Perfect Pass Prebiotics and Probiotics. I hope I got that right, Dr. Pam.
Yes, you sure did.
Thank you for joining me today. You know, it seems that gut health is a hot topic these days, and a lot of times people are confused about probiotics and prebiotics. So I'd like to welcome you to the show, and maybe you could kind of clear up the air about this for us.
Sure, Tonia. I would be very happy to do so. You know, probiotics have been around for a long time, and it's, you know, they're gaining momentum in terms of how important they are in the digestive system. But the prebiotics seem to have gone by the wayside a lot for lots of different reasons. And it's only recently, because of the Human Microbiome Project, which I'll tell you about, that we've become much more interested and recognizing how important they are to digestive health. So the prebiotic is really the fertilizer. It's like the food for the probiotic.
Okay.
And the probiotic is the good bacteria. These are the good little organisms that help to keep our digestive system in balance. Because generally, we want about 85% good bacteria, and then the rest can be bad.
Mm-hmm.
When people don't have good digestion, that ratio is tipped in the wrong direction.
You know, but what I'd like to know is, if you're not having any digestive problems, if things seem to be going fine, is it recommended to still take pre and probiotics, or do you only recommend that for people that really are not feeling good?
Well, you know, they serve both purposes, because if we're looking at preventive medicine,
mm-hmm.
we're looking at how is it that we can optimize the health of the environment of the digestive system. And so it's really, it's like, you know, paying your insurance policy. You know, you're not anticipating having an accident, but when you do, you're covered.
Interesting.
So it's that kind of attitude, because the prebiotic is actually food. You know, it's a soluble organic fiber. And if everybody knows that we want fiber in our diet, so why not choose one that has therapeutic value other than just bulk?
Okay, because I was just going to say, why can't we get that from what we eat?
Yeah, well, you can. It's just, this is what, you know, I mean, things like Jerusalem artichoke and chicory and, you know, foods like that are prebiotics.
Oh,
now,
I see.
The only difference here is that those foods are inulin-based. And what we found is that lots of people will have side effects from inulin, where they'll get gas and bloating, reason being that the action actually is that the way it is that the probiotic feeds on the prebiotic is through a fermentation process. So the prebiotic is fermenting, and the probiotic is feeding on this fermentation, okay? So because the fermentation is fast with inulin, you get these side effects. Whereas the prebiotic that's contained in Perfect Pass Prebiotic is made from guar gum. So the source product is one where it's been researched, and the way that it's made, it's partially hydrolyzed. That allows for the fermentation process to slow down. And because of that, you don't get the side effects. You know, it's very interesting, too, because lots of people would say, you know, I don't like to eat those foods. And so, and then how much of the foods are you eating in order to get a therapeutic amount? And this, you know, the hydrolyzed guar gum has no taste. It has no smell. It's really easy to just mix up in some water and, you know, drink it down. So it's really not a big issue in terms of bringing that particular food into your diet that way.
Boy,
you know what I mean.
It's amazing. It sounds like you've done quite a bit of research on this.
Oh, yes. And, you know, you have to remember that I have been doing this type of work for a very long time, you know. And yet the new research from the Human Microbiome Project, which ended in 2013, that has just changed our whole idea and understanding of things that we thought we knew what we were talking about, but we didn't.
Isn't that funny?
You know, yeah, you know, probiotics have been, you know, around for like 80 years. And for the information that we've, I mean, as a practitioner, what I ever understood was going on when I was advising people to use it was not completely correct, you know. And it's not that it wasn't helping, but it wasn't helping for the reasons that I thought it was.
Right.
You know. And so, yes, I have really been doing a lot of research into this. And that's why I love these two products, because they really represent what I feel we've evolved into in terms of understanding now how the digestive system works and why it is that these are really superior products to help support that, even for healthy people.
It's amazing how much activity is going on inside our stomachs that we have no idea about.
Yes.
You know, and so now, are your pre and probiotics easily available?
Oh, yes. They're available on Amazon. They're available online. I have a website called Good Gut Solution.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can purchase it easily that way.
Have you noticed an increase in people that are having digestive problems over the years?
You know, people have always had digestive problems. And so I think that it's worse now because of all the other aspects of our life in terms of stress, the type of foods that we're eating. You know, there's a lot of chemicals and artificial flavorings and things like that. So there are lots of stress factors that would make it worse. And I think that people are becoming a lot more conscious of the fact that that's the case.
Our diet plays such a big part of how we feel. So if we're not putting the right food in, it's hard to imagine that, you know, we're going to feel good.
Right. Oh, I agree. And I mean, diet is so critical. It's so often when I'm counseling people and I say, you know, you're going to have to make changes to what you're eating. And there's just silence on the phone because they would just prefer that I would tell them to take something.
Exactly.
You know?
Like take a pill and make it all go away.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, what's your take on dairy?
Well, you know, dairy is a very complicated issue because there are lots of reasons why a person may not be able to tolerate dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are lots of reasons where it's not really a problem. So it's a very common allergen. There's the aspect of lactose intolerance. Lots of the probiotics are grown on a dairy. And that's not necessarily a good thing for all these people that have allergies to dairy. So I'm very cautious about, you know, the extent to which people use it, and particularly when I am, you know, working with people who have Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis and stuff like that, dairy is a no-no. You know, it's not a thing that I would advocate they be using until they get a much better balance and, you know, ratio in their gut.
What about raw and fermented foods?
Well, the fermented foods are your source of the good prebiotics and probiotic. And again, you know, they're wonderful. And I love to tell people to use them. But again, you know, what I'm finding because of this, you know, aspect of what is the source of the prebiotic and the probiotic, is the person able to tolerate that in terms of the fermentation process that's going on in the body?
You need to have a lot of trial and error then, don't you?
Yeah. So, and then you see the probiotics, most of the ones that are on the market are lactobacillus and bifidus. And the reason for that is because historically we knew that the most prevalent strains of probiotics in the gut were those. But what we didn't know was that for a probiotic to be therapeutic, we need to be taking more than what we've got. Well, now we know from this project that we've got something like 20 to 30 trillion strains
Wow.
of these bacteria. So how on earth can we ever be taking more than that in order for it to be therapeutic?
Right.
So, and then the other very important thing that came out of the Human Microbiome Project is to say that if a probiotic is going to be therapeutic, it has to survive stomach acid 100% of the time. It's got to get through there. And it's got to be recognized by the body. It's got to be human strain. Oh, really? I didn't know that before, you see? So when we look at a lot of these probiotic formulas, and particularly the ones that are really effective, they have like 450 billion strains. Well, why would we need so many? Because most of them are not getting down there.
Interesting.
And so that's the reason, again, why the particular probiotic that is the Perfect Pulse probiotic is human strain, which means that it's found in nature in a way that it's identical to what it looks like in the gut, and that it's a bacillus strain. And because it's a bacillus strain, it's contained in an endospore, which gets through the stomach acid 100% of the time. And those two aspects make it unique. And it's not like the 100 billion strains of lactobacillus that you have to take, or that it needs to be refrigerated, you know, or that you need to take a large amount. All you need is more than what you've got. So the bacillus strain in the gut runs around 2 billion. So if you take 3 billion, you're taking a therapeutic amount.
Boy, that is really interesting. Now, let me ask you, because there are so many products out on the market, and it's something I think that a lot of people worry about, in that, what about the filler material that are in the lower grade products that are out there? Isn't that something we need to really worry about?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. I mean, why are you paying for filler when you need to be paying for therapy?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a great concern.
But how do we determine, you know, what products have it and what products don't? We don't understand the technical language that's on the bottle most of the time.
Right. And that's where, you know, education comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just this reformulation and understanding. And, I mean, usually price will dictate source products.
Well, that's true.
Unfortunately, it's not always the case, but very often it is.
You get what you pay for.
Yes.
It's an easy way to put it. We're talking with Dr. Pam, and Dr. Pam is the creator of the Perfect Pass Prebiotics and Probiotics. And your website, again, is goodgutsolution.com. Is that right?
That is correct.
Is there anything else that we haven't touched on, Dr. Pam, that you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, I think that attitude, mm-hmm. you know, the mental part of it, we concentrate so much on being able to analyze and, you know, look at products. And for me, the, you know, 70% of the serotonin is made in your gut, right?
Yeah.
So there's that aspect of psychological, spiritual, emotional aspect to a good gut as well, and I kind of don't want to leave that part out.
It really is important. I really appreciate you chatting with me today, Dr. Pam.
Well, you're most welcome, Tonya. It's nice to hear somebody, you know, who's interested, curious, and can help to spread the word.
I think it's important, absolutely, and I hope that we're doing that together. Thanks again for your time.
You're most welcome.
You've been listening to Food Talk for Health with Tonya King. Thanks for joining us. Eat well to be well.